ठाकुर फूलिया ग्रामेर यात भ्रमण सकाल सभे तहने देखी हायला विवला. All the Brahmanas of Puliya were overwhelmed upon seeing Haridas Thakur. Here, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that simply by seeing Haridas Thakur, even those who were engaged in materialistic activities, fruitive activities, realized the uselessness of such activities just by being in the association of Haridas Thakur. Not only that, they saw everything as just temporary. And here he says that they were overwhelmed seeing the love of Godhead exhibited by Haridas Thakur, and all of them developed special respect for him. Now, Haridas Thakur appeared in the Muslim family and in a place called Bodhana. And he was liberated from the birth. He's a Nitya Siddha. Just like Prahlad Maharaj appeared in the family of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was the Asura, atheist, sworn enemy of Vishnu. Especially Vishnu had killed his brother Hiranyaksha, the sworn enemy. It was very strange that a great saint like Prahlad Maharaj could have taken birth in such a family. But sometimes such is the arrangement of Krishna. So too, Haridas Thakur. Sometimes a devotee asks, Haridas Thakur, how he became such a great devotee, that he in some association with a great Vaishnava or... No, he was actually right from the very beginning, Nitya Siddha. Even though he took the birth in the Muslim, actually, it is mentioned that he took birth in a high, very high class Muslim family. But still, he was a great devotee, and actually, all the residents there in his town were always seeing Haridas Thakur chanting and dancing. And the whole town was filled with chanting and dancing because of the presence of Haridas Thakur. Now, when Haridas Thakur left, he would go by the banks of the Ganges, and he would experience ecstatic symptoms, love of God.
We have one of these windows.
And stuff in here. So. So he had the symptoms of love of God, the Krishna prema, chanting, dancing, wandering along the banks of the Ganges. Then we got the whole front entrance open there. So he came to Puliya, which is a town near Shantipur. You can go to Shantipur. Not so far from Navadvip. Every year the devotees go there and have a big festival on the occasion of Madhavendra Puri's appearance. They have distribute lots of prasadam to all the residents of Shantipur. You went to that? You know, back to Grace. And you went also? So this place is just near Shantipur. And it was because of this Puliya being near Shantipur that Advaita Acharya was able to meet Haridas Thakur and associate with him. Both of them became very ecstatic upon being in each other's association. So Haridas Thakur was such a magnetic personality and such a potent personality. He was effulgent. Later on we'll read about this a little bit more. But so many were just attracted. In his home village, wherever he went, people were attracted. They just started chanting. Couldn't help themselves. Here all the Brahmanas of Puliya were overwhelmed upon seeing Haridas. Now, as I said, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that even though there were Brahmanas in Puliya, many of them were engaged in just fruitive activity. But because they were a little pious and because they saw Haridas Thakur, they just saw, what have I been doing? And they thought, like, what have I been doing all this time? Look at this ecstatic personality, Haridas Thakur. All my activities are just useless. They're temporary. They had great admiration for Haridas Thakur. Sabara tahane bara janmila vishvasa puliyaya rahilena prabhu haridasa. While Haridas Prabhu resided in Puliya, everyone there developed great faith in him. Ganga snana kari niravari harinama uchakari laya bulina asara vastana. Haridas would regularly take part in the Ganges and then loudly chant the names of Lord Hari while wandering about. Kajigiya mulukera adipatistane kahileka tahana takala vivarane. The Kazi went to the king of Bengal and complained about Haridas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says here that the Kazi, he was the magistrate. He was like a Muslim justice. He was like the magistrate of Puliya. And he went to complain about Haridas to his superior, the king of Bengal. Now, the Kazi, he didn't like that Haridas was chanting Krishna, and seemingly to him he was taking up the way of the Hindus, and he was supposed to be a Muslim. He didn't like it, so he went to complain to the king. Now, this is his complaint. Javanahaya kare hindura achara balamate tare ani karaha vichara. Haridas is a Muslim, but he follows the religion of the Hindus. Please call him and consider his case. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that according to the Muslim consideration, Haridas had committed a very grave offence and he must be punished. Papira vachana suni seha papa mati dari anaila tane ate sigragati. Hearing the words of the sinful Kazi, the sinful king immediately called for Haridas. The sinful king, who was hostile to devotional service, ordered that Haridas be arrested without delay. So, yeah, very interestingly, both the Kazi was sinful and the king was sinful. Because whatever religion you may be, you have to, if one does not recognize that here is a saintly person, you know, whether it's a Muslim saintly person or a Christian saintly person or the Hindu, if one is actually advanced spiritually, he will have appreciation. Later we'll see that the king develops a little bit of appreciation, but the Kazi was extremely envious. So it doesn't matter. So many things in the name of the religion. I remember one time I was in India there was fighting going on between the Hindus and the Muslims. And in the Delhi paper, it was written, the editorial was there. It said, so much religion, but where is the spirituality? Isn't it? And so much religious, so-called religion. Oh, I am the Hindu, you are. But actually, the religion means, you know, that comes from the Latin word religio, which means to connect to God. So if your religion doesn't make you God conscious and you become instead you just become a caste conscious or bodily conscious instead of, you know, thinking, you know, it's just an extended bodily consciousness. You know, I'm an Indian, I'm a Pakistani, or I'm a Hindu, or I'm Muslim. It's just extended. Same thing. Continuing on from I am a man, woman, you know, Indian, Pakistani, or whatever. you know, Muslim, Hindu. So if one is thinking like that, then he's not actually on the spiritual platform. He's still on the bodily, material platform. And so the Qazi was thinking like that, thinking externally, everything external, you know, the stamp of designation. And we all, you know, we're born in a certain society and we get stamped certain, you are this, you are that, you are Australian, you are a boy from Australia, a girl from Australia, you are now the Christian, you know, in the birth, generally, I don't know in Australia if it's still, but in many, most countries of the world, you have to, the parents have to put which religion, isn't it? I know the devotees in Germany were telling me that in most Europe countries like that, have to put the religion, and then when they, in Germany, when they earn the income, they have to pay the tax to the church. They pay 7% church tax in Germany. At least a few years back it was like that. So when they, sometimes they harass us in these countries, then you can understand there's more to it than just religion. The question of money also. We don't want to lose the followers and let's lose our money. So anyway, it's a passing point. But to still this bodily identification, this designation, is not at all good spiritual life, external things, external considerations. Well, it doesn't matter which background, I was saying this morning, which background. Kirata hunanda pulinda pulkasa abira summa javana kasharaya ye ne chapapari apatasaya sudanti tasma parvavishnavinama. If you take shelter of the Supreme, you can be purified wherever you come from. Kirata hunanda pulinda hunandra huna, you can be the hun. What's the hun? Hunandra. You know what a hun might be back to that? What's your name? Sorry. Hun. You don't know. Hun. Huh? What's a hun? Anyone know? Did you think? The hun, the hun means the German. Kirata hunandra pulinda. Pulinda. You know what the pulinda? Pulinda means the Greeks. It can be the German, the Greek. Pulinda pulkasa. Abira pulkasa. Kashara. Pulkasa. Pulkasa is, I think, is the like the the Turkey and all that around that area. Abiras. Abiras, the Arabs. Pretty close, isn't it? Abiras. Arab. You can be any of these people. You know, God may be known by different names in different countries. Just like water. In Australia, we say water. In French, it's eau. Isn't it? I want some eau, eau. Some eau. And German is a vada. That is it? Vata. Vata. In Croatian, what is it?
Voda.
Voda. In Chinese, is it?
Sui.
Sui. Water like that? What other languages we have here?
Italian.
Aqua. Italian is aqua. In India is jal or pani. Pani. Pani or jal. Isn't it? Jal and then Bengal. Jal. 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 So water has many different names, but it's the same substance, isn't it? There's different languages, they call it different names. Same substance, so God is like that. So, and, you know, and you can come from different countries and think this is your God and the other one is another God, but that's actually all the same God. But if you think externally, then you'll never know what is God, actually. And you'll never know what is who you are, actually. Just thinking externally. So, you know, you see here that the Qazi was like that, oh, we are the Muslim. And he was envious, you know. He didn't like another Muslim taking up another so-called religion. This is very bad. The greatest offense. He committed a great offense, grave offense. So both the Qazi was sinful and the king was sinful to arrest him. You know, for anyone to... The Qazi reported him, the king had him arrested. They both were very sinful. Krishnera prasare haridasa mahashaya yavanera kidaya kale o nahibaya. By the mercy of Krishna, Sri Haridas was not even afraid of death personified, so what to speak of the Muslim rulers. So this is the symptom of the very, very advanced devotee, Mahabhagavat. There's no fear. He's always fully surrendered to Krishna. One of the principles, you know, there's six principles of surrender, as mentioned in the Shastra. And one of them is to fully expect the protection of the Lord, to be dependent on the Lord, to always feel one is maintained by the Lord, to accept things favorable, reject things unfavorable. These are some of the six principles of surrender. So because Haridas was completely surrendered, he didn't have any fear. He's fully convinced of the protection of Krishna. He, whatever happened, he just thought of it as the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, the mercy of Krishna. So there was no fear. So someone like that, they're very, very advanced. Even we're devotees, we're not on that platform, no fear. We have some fear still, because we're beginning devotees. We talk of having no fear, but certain things happen. If you're flying in the plane and the plane goes down, and immediately you have fear. You're thinking you're so advanced devotee, but as soon as something happens, immediately, Krishna gives the same view. But Haridasa, he was just unfazed whether whoever came, whoever was sent. here it is said that by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, that he was not afraid of the Muslim king, and he was not. He wasn't afraid of the king. Now, these Muslim kings are very ferocious. You know, they knew how to punish people. There's no question about that. They weren't novices in as far as punishing someone. They knew all the arts and sciences of that type of thing. And he was not. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, what to speak of an ordinary, he wasn't afraid of any ordinary, and he wasn't even afraid of Yamaraj, the destroyer of everyone. Here, Krishna, Krishna, Balia, Chalila, Se, Chane, Muluka, Patira, Age, Dila, Darashane. Chanting the name of Krishna, he immediately went to see the king. So, they just kept chanting. We're beginning devotees, the slightest inconvenience, we give up our devotional practices. Living in the ashram, not quite happy with something or other. Or even the slightest thing, we are sitting, taking prasada, and we ask for a pakora. We didn't get the pakora. That's it. That's enough. I'm gone, I'm out of here. The slightest thing, isn't it? Someone took your gum shut, that's it. I'm not going to take this Krishna consciousness anymore. So this is our neophyte position. We're so agitated, actually. But as you advance more and more, then you become more tolerant and more peaceful. And even great disturbances come, you remain steady. Here, Haridas Thakur, he was not only steady, he continued chanting in ecstasy. Haridasa Thakurera Sunina Gamana Harishe Vishara Haila Yata Susajana. Hearing about Haridas' departure, see the king, pious persons felt morose in the midst of their happiness. So, here it is mentioned that that many people had, come to appreciate and love Haridas Thakur while he was staying in Pulir, and all of a sudden he was taken away. The king had sent, soldiers to arrest him. So they were very, very unhappy, naturally. But many of them felt helpless. Some of them openly proclaimed about the sinfulness of the king and the Qazi. They were saying openly. Some were just felt helpless. Others, cursed the king. This is explained in this particular section. Others cursed the king, and others, wanted to, rally many and march on the king's palace and try to do something. But somehow or other, nothing eventuated. So they were just lamenting. And Haridas is so nice, he's so advanced devotee, how is it that he's been taken away by the sinful king? So, we'll read on here. Barabara lokayata acce bandigare tarasabe rishta hailas nina antare. When the respectable persons in prison heard that Haridas had come to see the king, they became pleased at heart. Now, there are some people in prison who were just thrown in there, that they were actually respectable people, but for some reason the king found something wrong and even made up things, and they just threw him in the prison. Many countries like that in the world, isn't it? For no reason you go inside the prison. Actually, someone doesn't like you, someone's got a personal vendetta against you. I know Indonesia is changing a little bit now, but just like that. We got the ban on our movement there in Indonesia. Because we refused to pay some money for the selling of Prabhupada's books, all of a sudden there was a ban on us. Didn't come from the Muslims, actually. It came from the Hindus. The Hindu Parishad, they wanted some percentage from the sale of Prabhupada's books. So at that time the devotee said, maybe we should have negotiated, but he said, no, why should we give you anything? Just after that, all of a sudden, we found a big ban come on us. We found you just have to talk to the right person in the right place, and all of a sudden. And so many people, get thrown in prison in that country and other countries. In Malaysia is the same, and, all these many Asian countries and African countries and South American countries and even Western countries. So all of a sudden someone is thrown inside for no apparent good reason. So it seems here also was the case, because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned they were respectable people. All of a sudden they were in the jail. And because they were respectable people, actually, they appreciated Haridas Thakur. It seems that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that he was arrested and put in prison, just with everybody else. Many prestigious people were in the prison. They had been imprisoned. But when they saw Haridas Thakur, they saw he isn't. We're in the prison, our life is very depressing. But all of a sudden this great sadhu has come in the prison. So they felt very happy that the sadhu was in the prison. So all of a sudden their lives changed. Parama Vaishnava Haridasam Hashaya Tane Deke Bande Dukkha Hideke Chaya. Haridas is a great Vaishnava. By seeing him, our distress due to imprisonment will be vanquished. Rakshaka Lokere Sabe Sarana Kariya Rahilena Bandi Gana Eka Drishti Haya. The prisoners tactfully persuaded the guards to let them see Haridas without disturbance. Here, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes that the other prisoners, they so much wanted to see Haridas Thakur that by any means they persuaded the guards to let them see him. Here he actually mentions, the word sadhana is used because it's actually translated the method for achieving one's goal. It says by flattery, by earnest entreaty, by submissive requests, by adulation. That's the prisoners in the jail. somehow or other coaxed the guards to let them go and see Haridas. Haridasa Thakura Aila Seistane Bande Savedeki Kripa Drishti Halimani. When Haridas came and saw the prisoners, he glanced mercifully upon them. Seeing the lotus feet of Haridas, all the prisoners offered obeisances to him. Ajanu Lambita Bhuja Kamalanayana Sava Manahara Mukha Chandra Anupama. Haridas' hands reached to his knees. Oh. His eyes were like lotus petals, and his enchanting moon-like face was beyond compare. So here we see Haridas Thakur, that even though, you know, born in the Muslim family or whatever, still he had very wonderful features. His hands went to the knee. If you've got the long arms and your hands go to the knee, it's considered very, very auspicious. And if you've got the moon-like face, then very auspicious. There's certain descriptions of, you know, features of the body that are considered very, very auspicious. The long earlobes and the lotus petal eyes. So it seems here that Haridas Thakur is very, very handsome. Very, very handsome man and very beautiful. His enchanting moon-like face is beyond compare. And all the prisoners offered their obeisances to him. Bhakti kare sabek kalilena namaskara savara haila krishna bhaktira vikara. As everyone devoutly offered obeisance to him, ecstatic devotional symptoms manifested in their bodies. Oh, so he's such a great personality that they were in jail. They were very morose and depressed. Yet they came alive. And not only that, they just started to, you know, manifest ecstatic symptoms. Now, this is also another symptom of a very great devotee, that when you come in the presence of such a devotee, you feel you know, great love for Krishna. You see, I remember when coming in the presence of Prabhupada, it was a bit for me, it was a bit of an experience. You felt very humbled, and you just felt very Krishna conscious. And when you come in the presence of an advanced devotee, you just feel Krishna conscious. So even the prisoners felt very wonderful. Now, here also it's mentioned that Haridas Thakur smiled at them, and he said to them, Taka taka ekana achaha yene rupe gupta ashivara kare hasena kotuke. With a curious smile, Haridas gave them an ambiguous blessing. Stay here, stay as you are now. Na bujiya tahana se durgeya vachana bandi sabha haila kichu vishari tamana. Unable to understand his equivocal words, the prisoners felt morose. Tabe pache kripa yukta hai Haridasa gupta ashivara kahe kareya prakasha. Shortly after, however, Haridas mercifully explained the meaning of his mysterious blessing. Ami toma sabare ye kailun ashivara tara artana bujiya baba habishara. You have not understood the meaning of the blessings I gave, therefore you are lamenting. So he gave a blessing. He said, may you all stay here. One might think, what does he say? We're in prison. He wants us to stay in prison. So they were happy to see him, but all of a sudden when he said like that, being of course not very advanced, they became morose again. Oh, now we've got the curse. We were looking for the blessing, but now we've got the curse. He's cursed us to stay in the prison. So here, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura explains that Haridas Thakur was saying that in the prison you are removed from sense gratification. Therefore there's no opportunity to indulge and forget Krishna. But when you go outside again, you will have the opportunity of indulging in so much sense gratification. Sometimes I've seen personally that we have someone who's been in the prison, and he comes to the temple. He's got some book in the prison. He's been reading. He was chanting in the prison. I've seen this about four or five times over the years. That someone's got the book, chanting, everything. When it comes out, comes to the temple, very enthusiastic. As time goes on, I've seen on four or five occasions these people again get lured back by the sense gratification, and they give up their Krishna consciousness. I don't think that one of those former prisoners stayed on as a devotee. Although when they were in the jail, they took it up. But, you know, they were restricted from the sense enjoyment. They couldn't indulge in the sense enjoyment, or a very restricted way. And so they appreciated the chanting and the reading and everything. And we were saying this morning like that, this indulgence in sense gratification just kills the desire for spiritual life. It just kills it. You can't remain very resolute. You have to be very determined to, stay on the spiritual path. But if you're indulging, then that determination is not strong, and you get distracted, and you get deviated from the rigid path of spiritual life. Now, you have to make some effort, because, and what is the result? At the end, you go back home, back to Godhead. But at the end of the life of sense indulgence, you just come another birth in the material world, and who knows what that birth is. So if something is very valuable, you have to work a little bit hard to get it. Just like anything, I think I've mentioned before, if you want to be an athlete, for example, you want to win some gold medal in the Olympics. Everyone else is sleeping in 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. You have to get up early, go to the swimming pool, 5 o'clock in the morning. Right? You have to do so many laps. Everyone is eating the ice cream in front of your face. You can't have any. Why? Because, you have to be practicing the swimming special diet. Isn't it? You can't stay out late at night, go to the parties, drinking. Oh, no. You have to strict. But the end is, you win the Olympic gold medal and you achieve such fame and adoration and so on. Adoration, adulation, so on. So a little bit of restriction for some time gives you the greater result in the end. So similarly in Krishna consciousness, some little restriction. Prabhupada would sometimes say like that. We didn't appreciate it so much, I guess. He'd say, what is this, just one life? Give this one life for Krishna. What's the big deal? He didn't say big deal. He said, so what is the big thing? He said, just give the one life for Krishna. So many lives you've had in the sense gratification. So many lives. Just one life for Krishna. Is it so difficult? Is it so difficult, just one life for Krishna? You have millions of other lives, all indulging in sense gratification. Just the one life for Krishna. Then you will go to Krishna. You'd say like that. I remember hearing him say that. So we have to think like that, actually. Okay, a little bit of austerity now. You go down, everyone's down the pub drinking. You may be a little bit still attracted by that. They're going to the party. They're going out here, there. They're getting a lot of money doing this, doing that, so many things. And you think, oh, I could be doing that. But a little bit of restriction. No, don't indulge. Stay on the path of Krishna. And then in the end, you'll get far greater than any of that. Far greater. That all that type of thing is, that's trivial. Trivial stuff. It's like Dhruva Maharaj said, when he saw Krishna, he said, I've been wanting broken pieces of glass. I've got a diamond, and I've been just running after the broken pieces of glass. So we have to be thinking like that when we're doing some tapasya, we're a little bit of a tug. Oh, look at this one, that one. She's doing this, and he's doing that. And they're going here, they're going that, doing those, so many things. I could be doing that.
A little bit of restriction.
Later on you'll get the reward. Don't worry. But actually, as one advances, he's not even thinking like that. Oh, I will get the reward. He's just completely satisfied serving Krishna. So in this way, Haridas Thakur was thinking in like that, that, you know, when he said, you just stay here in the jail. Because in the jail, you will learn, you know, just chant. You can just chant in here and read the Shastras and you'll be happy. Because later on he laughed. He said, don't worry, you in a few days you will be released. But in the beginning he said, you should just stay here. He says this. Ebe Krishna prati toma sabakaramana yena atya emata taku sarvachana. As your minds are presently fixed on Krishna, let them stay that way forever. Jai sisi goni taiki jai. Now you can all chant the names of Krishna constantly and think of Krishna. Here you don't have to worry about getting any trouble from others. There's only yourselves here. You can humbly chant. You can think of Krishna. Otherwise, if you will go again to the material enjoyment, by bad association, you will forget everything about Krishna. This is what Haridas Thakur says. And here, Haridas Thakur further goes, Vishaya takita Krishna prema nahihaya Vishayira dure Krishna janiya nishchaya. One cannot achieve love for Krishna as long as he engaged in sense gratification. You should know for certain that Krishna is far away from such persons. So, as I said, that after some time, don't worry, I guarantee that within 2 or 3 days, you will be freed. But then, Haridas Thakur says, Vishayete taka kiba taka yata tata e buddhi kabuna pasariya sarvata. Whether you're a householder or a nunciate, whatever you are, don't forget these instructions at any cost. So this is very, very important. You know, someone like the guru, very advanced devotee, gives some instructions. You know, don't take them very casually. You have to take them seriously because they're speaking for your eternal benefit. They're speaking to you as the soul. And so if you want to really benefit, always keep them within your heart and try to follow them. Don't have an attitude, take it or leave it. Oh yeah, well if I want. You know, you can be like that, but then you won't get the benefit of following these instructions and always having them with you. Anyway, so we can read on another time about how Haridas Thakur goes to see the king. And what happens in his meeting with the king. Has anyone got any question or comment? Yes.
Why do the, like, even the prisoner, when they come out, you know, they practice a while, even any of us practice a while, even though we are practicing for some time, Why do we can fall down and go back to sense gratification?
Well, Prabhupada was asked this question in Melbourne, and he said, just bad habits. Bad habits from the past. Because of our bad habits and our remembering the bad habits, then the desire comes up again to indulge in these activities. The proper answer very simply, just like that, is because of bad habits. You have to replace your bad habits with good habits. You can't just not have any habit. You have to have good habits. So yes, so we're born in a certain family, a certain country, a certain society, then we grow up acting, you know, when we have our school friends and, you know, and our youth friends, and then our university friends, and our girlfriends and boyfriends, and then the marriage. And we have so many habits. So because of those habits, we may come to Krishna consciousness, but then we remember our habits, we think, oh, maybe. And then we remember we have desires. Maybe I should indulge. Mind is very fickle. And then we again go. But that only can only happen in the beginning stages. When one is actually very advanced, then everything is purified. In the beginning stages, one is not very steady yet. And, one is not very strong. I think probably in Perth, your prophet answered like that. He said, someone else asking about why devotees fall down. Because you have to be sincere and you have to be strong. Sincere, following everything. You know, Prabhupada gave the definition of sincere. He said, for the disciple, sincere means you follow every one of my instructions, no matter how small. That is sincere. You also have to be strong, which means chanting, following everything. You have to be sincere and you have to be strong. Then you can win. But in the beginning, maybe it can happen. Because, we haven't become very strong yet. So because we're remembering our bad habits, we again want to go there. Sometimes we go there. So back and forward, back and forward. But then when we get advanced, then that doesn't happen. But we still should keep trying. Just like, you know, the child, before it walks, it's crawling. But the child always desires to walk. And it gets up and it falls down. It gets up, but because of its strong desire to walk, eventually it walks. Even though to get there, you know, it stands, it falls, stands many times. Because it's got a strong desire to walk. So we have to have a strong desire for Krishna. Then there may be difficulties in the beginning. But because of that strong desire, we'll continue on. And eventually we will come to that position. Any other question? Jai Ogosh Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Sisi Goni Tai Ki Jai Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai Gopremanandi.